Thank you for the emails, drive@3aw.com.au. Keep them coming. Our next guest is one of four assistants in Melbourne for the Anglican Church. He's also president of the National Council of Churches of Australia, Bishop Philip Huggins. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you going?
Good. Now, I'm notionally a member of the Anglican Church. I was christened and confirmed in the church. Not that that means anything, but does the church have an official...
I'm on my way to take a confirmation tonight out of Keilor.
All right,
on the side of the West Coast Freeway.
It's still a big thing being confirmed, is it?
Oh, it's deep. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's very beautiful for the people being confirmed. Their family and friends are always moments that I find deeply moving and very honoured to be a participant.
Okay.
Anyway, now, I'm on my way to Keilor.
Oh, well, I appreciate your time joining us. Now, look, does the church have an official position on gay marriage?
Well, the position, you've heard it, as you've described it already, ever since Adam was a boy, that church's understanding has been marriage between man and a woman, but that's the history. Well, what the plebiscite, if we're going to have a plebiscite, the government seems to have a mandate to provide one. If we're going to have a plebiscite, let's look at it as a time to think really, really hard about the kind of society we're going to be. Look, it is an opportunity to say, what of our traditions from the past, including church traditions, are and should be living traditions into the future? That's on one end. And on the other end, how can we have a society where no one is discriminated against on the basis of things they can't do anything about, like their gender or their race or their sexual orientation? Now, if we can have a debate where we really think together as a nation about those kind of issues, that would be a fantastic thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're a senior member of the Anglican Church in this part of the world. If we have that debate, and I hope that we do, will you be telling your parishioners how to think about it and potentially, therefore, how to vote in the plebiscite if indeed the plebiscite occurs?
We're blessed, aren't we, that we live in a healthy democracy compared to many people all over the world who live in various forms of tyranny. And the essence of democracy is that we trust in the common sense of ordinary people. So we'll be telling our folk to follow their conscience, to listen to the discussion, listen to their own conscience, listen to the voice of Scripture, listen to the voice of tradition. Think about how we can create a society where people aren't persecuted, don't suffer because of their sexual orientation or their race or their gender, and see where we get to.
But
I reckon it's a wonderful opportunity to think, big first order things about the kind of society we want Australia to become.
So are you comfortable having a plebiscite as opposed to just a standard vote in Parliament?
Yeah, I think a plebiscite's a great idea. I mean, it'd be nice to get a second quote and find the way of doing it cheaper. I mean, everybody can see there's a lot of opportunity cost to the price on it. And maybe they should go for a second tender. It looks extremely expensive. But the idea of the nation actually pausing to think, okay, we've got these traditions from the past, and not just Christian traditions, it's Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, there's a whole range of religions that have held this view for a very long time. What about these traditions are worth for the future? What of them really live? But around that, how can we stop? I did the service in the cathedral after the Orlando nightclub, and it was extremely painful just to see the shock and the angst in the faces of the LGBTI community that gathered in our cathedral. You could just see how something so far away was yet so immediate in terms of their own suffering. How can we stop that? That's a great thing to be talking about.
Mm. Do you know how you would vote if we do have a plebiscite? How would you vote?
Well, I'm looking forward to having the discussion along the way with a lot of people and pondering it as we go along.
So does that mean you haven't made up your mind?
Well, I feel torn, and just as the way I've described it, we've got this tradition. I've honoured it. I've done hundreds of weddings of male and female. Just recently, when I've been doing weddings, I've had young people say to me, can you say something in the service that makes our gay and lesbian friends who are at the wedding feel included? Can you make some comment that, yes, this is a wedding between a man and a woman, but that they're wanting everyone else there to feel included as well? So there's a shift taking place. It's got to be looked at. Is this something of the spirit, or do we hold on to the traditions we've always maintained? That's the matter the plebiscite allows us to do.
Absolutely. But I just want to press you a bit on your own beliefs. I mean, let's say the plebiscite does occur, and it votes in favour of gay marriage, and then the Parliament legislates to allow gay marriage, could you see a time where you might perform a gay marriage inside an Anglican church or cathedral?
I imagine I can.
It's very powerful. Bishop Philip Huggins, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, there you go. It's pretty interesting. I did not expect to get that response. There you go. I mean, the Anglican Church, I think, is the second biggest church in Australia after the Catholic Church, second biggest religious denomination in Australia after the Catholic Church. And the bishop has just said if gay marriage is legalised, he can anticipate having a gay wedding inside his church. 96900 693 13 13 32. It's 17 after 5.